There's a double standard in Pakistan, and it doesn't favor Christians. There are open doors for the gospel in Cuba, and what happens when churches worldwide connect? Details coming up on Mission Network News, a service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. I'm Greg Yoder. Protesters of Sunday's Twin Church bombing in Pakistan will be tried in military court. Angry crowds lynched two people earlier this week. Authorities say it was an act of terrorism. Bruce Allen of Forgotten Missionaries International doesn't approve of the crime, but says a double standard is obvious when it comes to justice.
It's a difficult situation for the Christians, especially when they see a mob mentality that will go and burn hundreds of Christian homes in a neighborhood, and no one is arrested.
FMI operates three safe houses in Pakistan for persecuted Christians. The recent Muslim-Christian tension has caused one of the safe house landlords to abruptly cancel FMI's lease.
He didn't want to have a Christian as a tenant. He just didn't want to deal with that kind of risk.
Can you help FMI rent and support a new safe house? We'll connect you at our website.
There's a lot of consumables every month, from groceries to medical supplies.
Next, what if you couldn't leave your home for fear of being kidnapped or murdered? In Libya, these are the thoughts that haunt Egyptian Christians. After Islamic State murdered 21 Christians, they've been living in fear. Voice of the Martyrs reports Islamic State is offering money to Muslims who reveal which of their neighbors are Christians. As they face abuse and torture from Islamists, we're asking you to pray that God would strengthen them and that His peace would remove fear from their hearts. This is Mission Network News. Doors are opening for God's Word in Cuba. For the first time, Bibles are on a direct route from the U.S. to Cuba. International Mission Board reports extensive negotiations were needed to make this happen, but now 83,000 Spanish Bibles are on their way to Cuban Baptist churches. Nearly 30,000 people came to Christ last year, according to IMB. Now, each one will be receiving a Bible. Pray for easy and immediate distribution. Meanwhile, you know the saying, give a man a fish and he'll eat today, but teach a man to fish and he'll eat for a lifetime? Well, it's about teaching skills for the future, and it implies somebody taught him the skill. Well, it's kind of the thinking behind Children's Hope Chest. CEO Ken Sparks.
We approach our ministry through what we call a community-to-community partnership model that brings the U.S. church, a given church congregation, in partnership with a community overseas that we call a care point.
The specifics are at our website, but essentially those care points are operating by the hundreds in nine countries. U.S. church partners are being asked to help through sponsoring children, funding development projects, and going on mission trips to their sister community. That way, through the local church.
So it's a six-day-a-week operation, and the gospel is clearly communicated.
Add the seventh day, and that same message comes from the pulpit. Think what could happen with $38 multiplied by a partnering church. That's lots of fish. And have you ever considered that pro-life efforts go beyond saving the baby? Tom Lothamer of Life Matters Worldwide.
It's not just about, oh, please spare your baby and then have a good day. These ministries, all around the world even, are more than just encouraging them to save a life. They're talking about spiritual life. They're talking about how they can help the women and these men through these difficult days.
Life Matters is partnering with pregnancy center ministries around the world, ministries needing encouragement just as much as the families they serve do. That's why Life Matters is attending the annual Canadian Association of Pregnancy Support Services Conference in April.
It's a time of networking and encouragement and prayer and worship and learning, all these kinds of things, really encouraging the centers and the directors there.
Consider supporting a pregnancy center in your area. Mission Network News is a daily news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. ISIS is all over the news. Persecution's an everyday reality for Christians choosing faith over survival. With your gift to MNN, I'll send you a copy of Tom Doyle's new book called Killing Christians, Living the Faith Where It's Not Safe to Believe. Call 1-800-995-4828 or click on the Killing Christians book link at missionnews.org. I'm Greg Yoder.